is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 17th of May, 2009. This little poem first by Michael Chitwood, entitled Men Throwing Bricks. The one on the ground lofts two at a time with just the right lift for them to finish their rise as the one on the scaffold turns to accept them like a gift and place them on the growing stack. They chime slightly on the catch. You'd have to do this daily, morning and afternoon, not to marvel. Michael Chitwood, Men Throwing Bricks. It's the birthday today of the Mexican writer and diplomat Alfonso Reyes, born in Monterrey, Mexico, in 1889, published a very successful book of essays, Cuestiones Estéticas, when he was 21. And when he was 22, a short story called La Cena, The Supper, a surrealistic piece that became one of the first works to be called Latin American magical realism, the genre under which many works of Gabriel Garcia Marquez and Isabel Allende are now classified. The year after he wrote that story, his father, a governor in Mexico, was assassinated, and Alfonso Reyes got a job in the Mexican Foreign Service. He was posted to France, then spent a decade in Spain, largely missing out on the violent Mexican Revolution at home. He was an ambassador to Argentina and Brazil. The complete works of Alfonso Reyes have been published in 26 volumes. He was also a translator of Robert Louis Stevenson, Chesterton, Chekhov, did a Spanish translation of the Iliad. It was on this day in 1954, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Brown versus Board of Education of Topeka, a unanimous ruling that said that racial segregation in public schools violated the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees equal protection of the law to all citizens. And it's the birthday of the composer Eric Satie, born in northern France in 1866, known for eccentric piano pieces with exotic titles, like three pear-shaped pieces or veritable flabby preludes for a dog, and with unusual musical instructions to the performers, such as light as an egg, with astonishment, or work it out yourself. Here's a poem for today by Julia Alvarez, Folding My Clothes. Tenderly she would take them down and fold the arms in and fold again where my back should go until she made a small, tight square of my chest, a knot of socks where my feet blossomed into toes, a stack of denim from the waist down, my panties strictly packed into the size of handkerchiefs, on which no trace of tears showed, all of me under control. But there was tenderness, the careful matching of arm to arm, the smoothing of wrinkles, every button buttoned on the checkered blouse I disobeyed in. There was sweet order in those scented drawers, party dresses perfect as pictures in the back of the closet, until I put them on, breathing life back into those abstract shapes of who I was, which she found so much easier to love. Folding My Clothes by Julia Alvarez from her collection Homecoming, published by Plume. The poem by Michael Chitwood, Men Throwing Bricks, from his collection From Whence, published by Louisiana State University Press, and both used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.